All right, good morning, everybody. We're out here in the Altiplano of Bolivia, up at 4,200 meters, and I just wanted to supply you with some interesting results of our latest batch of experiments. What we did was we tracked the electrolyte concentration in the blood of the youth ambassadors as we went from Santiago up to San Pedro to Atacama, and then now up onto the Altiplano. All the while they've been running, and we've been able to look at blood sodium, potassium, calcium, and glucose. And this morning I've got Dr. Ewan Affleck with me to help interpret some of these results. And the first thing we wanted to go through was the blood sodium concentration. I really don't see much of a difference here, do you?
No, I don't really see any difference, and I'm not sure if there's any historical research that demonstrates sodium should change with a change in elevation. It doesn't appear to, and so that really sort of confirms that what we thought would occur.
I'm also glad to see that looks like the youth ambassadors are hydrating reasonably well. They're using their electrolytes, the Gatorlytes, and also their Gatorade solutions to make sure that they stay hydrated, and they're taking in quite a bit of electrolytes during the day anyway.
Yeah, and really, Greg, what we would see here is if the potassium really, the sodium, pardon me, here, we're going to look at potassium in a moment, but if the sodium dropped, that largely would reflect their hydration level, whether they're taking in water or salt. And so it's that hasn't occurred, so it reflects that they're preparing themselves properly for their runs.
Right, so even though it looks on the graph like there's a fairly significant change, there isn't really, because it's only like a less than 1% change here.
Yeah.
Okay, so potassium's a little bit different. Potassium looks like it's jumped up as soon as we've gotten to altitude, and in this case there is a reasonably significant difference. Looks like about 20%. So any thoughts on that?
Well, there may be an explanation, and I think this may be a function of the stress that they are undergoing. I mean, we all have noticed it in terms of the headaches we felt. There have been probably around 20 to 25% of our expedition team have had mild altitude sickness with stomach upset, headaches, and we've all noticed chest pressure when we're trying to exert ourselves. And so really what this is a manifestation of a decrease in oxygen by about 35%. Our bodies have had to adapt. They've had to work harder. What this is a stress response. My question, and maybe we can put this out to the students who are following, but my question is the change in potassium level in the blood a function of a stress response? And there are certain diseases, Addison's and other diseases, which produce steroids, endogenous or natural steroids in the bodies, that cause changes in potassium level. So why don't we put that out to the students to see if someone can come up with that answer. Will the potassium change with a stress response in the human body?
Great. Moving along to calcium here, it looks like blood calcium is actually increased as well. Maybe not that much. Looks like maybe 10% here as we've ascended to altitude and it stayed elevated. It's interesting because calcium is a very important mineral for muscle contraction. And given the fact that they're exercising for pretty much 6-7 hours a day, it's interesting to me that this is elevated.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, here I am away from my medical texts and internet resources, so I feel I'm not exactly sure what would account for this. These are people that are running virtually a marathon a day. Calcium is, as you said, is integral to the function of their muscles, the contraction of their muscles. So they're using a massive amount of calcium to do what they're doing. If you look at the graph, it's gone up and then back down. I'm not sure what it would account for this physiologically, and frankly, I think I would have to look this up.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's kind of interesting. We're sitting here in a lava field talking about this data. We don't have access to the internet. We don't have access to our textbooks. So even though, we've got years of experience in this, we actually are kind of stumped by this one as well. So we'll put this one out. If we can look into maybe how does calcium change with exercise inside the body, that'd be a really interesting question for people to investigate, and perhaps we can check that out as well.
And I, frankly, my guess is this has nothing to do with elevation. I think that this is probably just a function of, although maybe there's an adaptation occurring here, but the absolute change is not that significant. So
yeah, so we're kind of admitting we actually don't really know what's going on with this one, and we need
to look this one up,
and we're pretty excited about it. The final one I want to look at this morning is glucose. This one I think is really interesting because there's definitely a spike. The first 2 points here were taken Although we were, the first point was taken at Santiago Airport, a little bit of altitude. The second one at San Pedro de Atacama, definitely some altitude, around 3,000 meters, but no exercise. The third one was taken at altitude and with exercise, and that one's very elevated.
This is perhaps the most significant change we see, and my suspicion is that this ties into what I was saying about potassium. And my suspicion is that this is a stress response. We see in medicine when people, when we give people steroids, which we do frequently for a whole host of different medical conditions, their sugar goes up, their glucose. And it also goes up in stress situations. You have diabetics who are people who have high sugar levels. When they get sick with some secondary illness, the flu or something relatively innocuous such as that, their sugars will go up. There's a stress response in the body that drives their sugars up. My suspicion here is that the stress response from the running at altitude, and you and I know, Greg, it's been a challenge for all of us, that accounts for the increased glucose concentrations in the youth ambassadors.
So some pretty interesting results there on sodium, potassium, calcium, and glucose. We're definitely excited about this data. Some makes perfect sense to us, others not so much. So we encourage everybody following along to investigate these electrolytes, how they function in the human body, and feel free to post some questions for us on our blog. Thanks very much, and we'll speak to you guys again tomorrow morning.